And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, July the 25th, 2010. It's the birthday of Eric Hoffer, New York City, 1902, who said, "When people are free to do as they please, they usually imitate each other." It's the birthday of the very successful artist known for his paintings of dreamlike landscapes full of attractive young women, Maxfield Parrish, born Philadelphia, 1870. It was on this day, 1788, Mozart entered into his catalog the completion of his Symphony No. 40 in G minor. Things had not been going well for the Mozarts. An infant daughter had died a few weeks before. He'd moved into a cheaper apartment. Still, he was begging friends and acquaintances for loans. But he wrote his last three symphonies in that summer of 1788. Number 39 in E-flat, the Symphony in G minor, and the Jupiter Symphony. It's not known for sure whether Mozart ever heard any of these symphonies performed. It's the birthday of the novelist and playwright Ilias Canetti, born in Rus, Bulgaria, 1905. His family, one of the oldest Sephardic Jewish families in Bulgaria, successful merchants. They lived in England for a while, then Vienna, then Germany. Ilias Canetti, author of the book Crowds and Power, came out in 1960, and his novel Auto da Fe. Ilias Canetti, who in his book The Human Province wrote, "His head is made of stars, but not yet arranged into constellations." It was on this day in 1897, Jack London, 21 years old, set off for the Klondike gold rush. Never found much gold, but he took notes and wrote about it. And 5 years later, his book, The Call of the Wild, made him very, very famous. Here's a poem for today by Nancy Boutillier entitled Why I Love Mornings. Ah, the possibility of the uncut tree, all the blank pages it holds, the unwritten words that will carve their way into branches, leaves, roots, the unopened gifts of morning, the untrammeled, untraveled, unimagined, unseen, unsounded, unmet, the ground still wet or fresh with snow, something lost or found. I love the sunrise for its seductive rays, inching themselves across life's contours, inviting darkness out of corners as night recedes, leaving the day smooth and untracked, like tide-soothed sands along the shore. I stand above the city as the slow light holds steadfast, a dull glow in the face of fog. The sun is up, and day begins to settle, subtle and persevering above the sparkling bay. Below, the highway stretches itself tight across the terrain. The cars, making their daily journeys, glisten with the possibility of changing direction, taking the wrong exit to the left or right place. How does one leave without leaving behind? How can I write the words and let the tree stand? Where does the dew go to dry as the sun peels off the ordinariness of it all? What will this day reveal? What will the sun let fall? Why I Love Mornings by Nancy Boutillier, from her collection On the Eighth Day Adam Slept Alone, New Poems, published by Black Sparrow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by LendingTree.com, offering the new Loan Coach, giving personalized financial advice for every step of the lending process. Just one of the many tools at the all-new LendingTree.com. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.